Artwork Newspaper Issue 215. Winter 2020-2021. Title: COVID-19 Lockdown, an unexpected boom for some rural galleries. While COVID-19 has hit the arts hard, it's also brought an unexpected surprise for some local galleries: a marked increase in sales. Mary Ann Rogers, a wildlife artist who runs her own gallery in Northumberland, admits to being struck dumb when lockdown first hit in March. "All orders dried up, and I settled down to focusing on the positives, which included painting some really big pieces, safe in the knowledge that I had all the time in the world." Picture: Mary Ann Rogers in her studio gallery. "I was persuaded to follow the lead of a gardener friend and do a live painting video on Facebook, never imagining it would develop into an avid community of people who looked forward to their midday fix of painting and chat. Tales about my river swims and nature notes, alongside broad brush and loose watercolor painting, were extremely popular, and the audience grew and grew. An unexpected bonus was that sales of original paintings were lively, along with a range of art materials, as people used their time to explore their creative sides, with the support of the videos and a new lockdown Facebook group. People frequently stated that they were saving money, which was usually spent on meals out, holidays, etc., to treat themselves to pieces of art instead. What could have been a disaster was actually a very positive time." Angela Thompson of Artisan and Gallery in Aberfeldy recalls, "I remember writing out to all the artists before reopening at the end of lockdown, worrying that we wouldn't have the footfall of tourists we normally see through the summer season. However, post-lockdown has seen sales well ahead of last year. Many of the customers buying have been those who used lockdown to redecorate and were looking for the perfect piece to finish the room. An Edinburgh couple who spent lockdown redecorating their lounge wanted something large enough for over the fireplace that they both liked, and bought Moe Mackay's Feels Like Heaven from the window. Another couple who had been planning a big holiday abroad but couldn't go bought But and Ben, Strathtay by Ian McIntyre Younger instead. By far the sweetest story is a young woman who bought a liner cut by Greg Miller, The Dog and the Bird. She was treating herself with the money she saved by not buying takeaway coffee during lockdown. She was so pleased with her special purchase. It's been lovely to come across so many people this summer who hadn't planned a holiday in Scotland but found themselves here and loving it so much they wanted to take home something to remind themselves of it when they got home." Alison Strachan, owner of Maisie and Mac in Cooper and Dundee, reports increased takings in her Cooper gallery and shop compared to last year. "We have an enthusiastic customer base of people who continue to value the fact that we sell individually designed / made items. Those that retained their jobs during the crisis are very clear about where they want to spend their money, and that's locally. There have been more staycationers as well as locals out walking during lockdown who have discovered us and become regulars. Many people got into the habit of shopping locally through lockdown and the habit continues." Brian Ross, owner of Greens and Blues Gallery in North Berwick, says, "In the 20 years since the gallery opened, I have never known such a sustained period of high-end sales. In the 4 months since we reopened, we have sold the equivalent of 8 months' sales in previous years, and it's likely we'll make up for the loss of the 3 months during lockdown. We assume that during lockdown, people were still earning but unable to spend. Many people who've been stuck at home thinking of holidays they can't take are buying art instead, and it's been apparent that it is art over £2,000, the equivalent of the price of a holiday, that is selling. Speaking personally, I have saved a lot of money by not eating out and taking holidays, and am now redecorating my house, which will include replacing some of my paintings. July and August, traditionally our two quietest months, have been amongst the busiest months we have ever had, with many paintings being shipped around the UK and beyond. With the arts generally facing tough and uncertain times, it's good to know many local galleries are thriving and it's not all doom and gloom out there. Francis Anderson. Mary Ann Rogers Gallery, West Woodburn, Northumberland. Tell. 01434-270216. www.marogers.com. info@marogers.com. Artisan and Gallery, 13-15 Bank Street, Aberfeldy, PH15-2BB. Tell. 01887-822700. www.artisanand.co.uk. Maisie and Mac, 1-3 St. Catherine Street, Cooper, 5, KY154LS. Tell. 01334-656523. Maisie and Mac, 2 High Street, Dundee, DD1-1SX. Tell. 01382-201786. www.maisieandmac.com. www.facebook.com/maisieandmac. www.facebook.com/maisieandmacdundee. Greens and Blues Gallery, 59 High Street, North Berwick, East Lothian, EH394HG. Tell. 01620-890666. www.greensandblues.co.uk. info@greensandblues.co.uk.